were you? What were you listening to?
I read a review, and it was actually a review of Blurred Lines, that you know, Robin Thicke song.
Uh huh.
But there was a, and it was basically like, don't listen to this. No, abort, go back. And it was like, I haven't been so annoyed by a song since that version of Lady Marmalade that came out in like 2001 or whatever, that had like every female singer at the time in it. Remember
right.
that? Pink and Christina Aguilera and all those people. And he was like, I was so indignant at the time that there would be, that it was a hit, and that there would be a generation of people that knew that version of Lady Marmalade and not the Patti LaBelle version. And it kind of went on at length about that. And I was like, I mean, you're losing the plot here. I mean, there's a lot to complain about with Blurred Lines. You could write, you know, an entire encyclopedia.
About he's still mad about the Lady Marmalade
he
thing.
He was so indignant.
Did
about
he digress? It. Did he like talk about more about that than Blurred Lines?
Kind
Sounds
of.
Like it. Okay. Yeah.
Like, so it was like the Blurred Lines review was a wrapper in which to sneak in this diatribe.
The fact that he hates this version of Lady Marmalade, and everybody should listen to the original. So, because I didn't really care for that version at all, I realized that I actually didn't ever listen to the original one. No, I mean, I'd heard it, but, you know. And now I kind of listened, like, it's kind of, like, on my frequent listening list.
I don't know how you couldn't think of, like, the original version, though. Like, everybody, like, really? Like, the one that came out in 2001, like, I had even forgotten about it. I forgot that even happened. Like, nobody remembers that one, do they?
Nobody remembers the pink.
Like, right.
I don't remember who else was in it. Christina Aguilera, was she in that?
Christina Aguilera, pink.
Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim.
And who was the fourth one?
Maya. Remember Maya?
Oh, I remember Maya.
Yeah, she was, like, tall and lanky.
Yeah, no, she subbed in for Aaliyah when Aaliyah died.
Yeah, she subbed in badly.
Well,
because Aaliyah was pretty cool.
That's, you know, pinch hitting, you generally don't get the same results.
No, it was, and I just remember thinking that it was really jarring because they really, like, Christina'd it out, like,
Am I wrong? I think that did happen, right? Aaliyah died, and then, like, this Maya girl, like, showed up, like, a week later, like, oh no,
so
we still,
like, a conspiracy.
Like, we still have one of those. Like, that was the, I could be totally wrong. Like, I could be off by 10 years.
No, there's always a runner-up.
No, it was, like, around.
It's rare that you see them stand.
It was around that time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
But, yeah, no, that song was really terrible. So, as a straight guy, I don't remember a Patti LaBelle version.
I only know it because, like,
I'm so
really
sorry.
Like, I don't see how that's, like, how could you not know the LaBelle version?
Well, no, but I remember this, like, the Lady Marmalade thing from 2001 as being super annoying, but I didn't think it was a cover of anything. I thought they just wrote a bad song.
Yeah, okay.
But the original version is not a bad song. It's actually a great song.
Right.
By Patti LaBelle. And now it's like in my, you know, frequent roster of songs.
What do you listen to music with these days?
I still have my, like, original iPod.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you, like,
it's
organize
like a brick.
And you, like, organize it with your iTunes library, and you have, like, smart playlists. And
I have, like, the, yeah,
rate
I have,
your songs
like, the
and
classic, you know, setup.
I don't know why nobody still does that, because that was, like, a fantastic way of doing things. But as, I feel like as soon as the phones came out, like, everybody threw their iPods in the river.
Yeah, because, well, that's exactly what everyone did.
And then they all stopped listening to music. Because the phones are terrible at it.
Well, everybody, and plus I always had a BlackBerry, and people were like, oh, you can put it on, but it's, like, really complicated. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna keep the iPod.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And it's, like, it's not that, like, the phones are bad at it. Like, it's, but nobody wants to use up all of their space for music, because then they can't, like, take pictures and shit. Like,
Take selfies,
right? Like
brunch selfies.
Like selfies won against MP3s. That's what happened.
So, in other words, like Kim Kardashian beat music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was naked this week. That's great. I saw that.
Yeah, she was naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first time I've seen her naked.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. I haven't partaken in any of this. Like, in any of her, like...
No, oh my god, neither have I. But you just sort of absorb it through, like, osmosis.
That's entirely what happened. It, like, showed up in my RSS feed. Someone put, like, in the embed of their blog post, like, the picture of her from the, what was it, Paste magazine or whatever?
Paper.
That would have been a very different issue of Paste, I suppose.
Hey, man, you gotta hop on the bandwagon.
I think the cover would have been
You know, she's gonna be showing up on Wired next. Right. You know, the same Walrus. The Walrus is gonna do a pictorial, you know. Yeah.
Same cover.
The Utney Reader. The Paris Review. The Utney Reader and the Paris Review. There's gonna be a bidding war for that Kardashian interview, you know.
Oh, the Paris Review might be the frontal.
The Paris Review. So, do you really think your brother's fat? You know, interview done by Joan Didion, you know.
So this review, this was in the Utney Reader?
The review blurred lines? No, yeah. Just something online. I don't know, okay. Like Reddit or something. But I just thought that it was a really funny way to just push in. And another thing, I've been wanting to talk about this for 12 years, you know.
I feel that's almost like a David Foster Wallace kind of footnote. Like the article fit in the 250 words that the magazine let them, but then he has a footnote that goes on for like 18,000 pages.
Yeah, like, I know you didn't ask me this, but yeah. So I just thought that, yeah, Lady Marmalade, I don't know. It was just terrible, you know, and I hadn't thought about how terrible it was since about 2002.
I should probably listen to the original. Like, will my mind get blown? Like, I'll be like, oh my god, this has been out there this whole time, and I had no idea.
It's like a great 70s, you know, like, thumping, disco-y, funky kind of song.
If I was a good podcast editor, this would be about where I would, like, splice it into the audio.
Yeah. But I'm sure you've heard it. I'm sure
you think, as soon as I listen to it, I'll be like, oh!
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard this version.
Well, I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah.
I'll probably listen to it.
I'm not sure that you have. This. I'm not sure that you have.
Well, you've been to a high school dance. You've been to weddings.
Yeah, I went to a high school dance and heard, like, the 2001 version of Lady Marmalade. Because yeah. I was still in high school then.
Yeah.
But you've been to weddings. People would play them at weddings.
I played the 2001 Lady Marmalade song at weddings I DJ'd. I'm sorry. They requested it. I had to play it.
No one's judging you.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
We all did things for money in college we're not proud of.
we all heal.
Yeah.
In time. Yeah, I mean, you know, but... Yeah, this girl that I was telling you about that I was at this bar with the other day was she was like, oh, you know, I'm really excited about living in Toronto now because of all the live music. And... unfortunately, like, the first thing that I kind of thought was, oh boy, like, are you going to be disappointed? Because the truth is, there's a lot of it, but mm-hmm. most of it is really unbearable.
I mean, I feel like we should take a second to emphasize the first part. There is so much live music here. And it is the exact same live music that was here 10 years ago.
20 years ago. yeah.
I love the Now Magazine, like, bar listings for who's playing this week. Like, you know that, like, two-page spread that yes. just has, like,
that black... thick...
And I always, like, as a Quark InDesign black. Guy, my brain shudders looking at that page, because I know exactly how they're making that, and the guy who makes it hates life.
But I kind of like the fact that they haven't changed one fucking thing since 1991.
Yeah, and I've been reading Now Magazine since I moved here 500 years ago, and that page hasn't changed one bit.
Neither has half the bands on the list. And,
yeah,
more than half.
In fact, I knew the woman who did have to typeset that page.
You did?
At one point
Please
in time.
Please tell me war stories about this.
Oh, she hated it. It was a nightmare page.
I bet it has to be.
She's now a heroin addict.
There's no way.
Sleeps outside of the Silver Dollar.
Like, I do wonder if there's
she still does the page.
I do wonder if there's, like, some script that she's thrown together that, like, takes, like, an access database or something and, like, makes it happen. But, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, no, she's typing that out every week.
Yeah, it's just typesetting each line and which bands are, because the band names all vary in length. And
yeah.
What's playing that week. And it's meant to be like that page. It's meant to be a dense onslaught.
Yeah,
but, I mean, there's listings. A few that must... I mean, the Eels, guaranteed. Every single issue, you know, there's a few other ones. I guess they must be local. I don't know really enough about, like,
well, I mean, the
who
Eels,
actually lives here.
The Eels are not local. They're they're from America.
They're, like, always here.
Well, I mean, this is the kind of place where the Eels would play well to, because he doesn't like audiences.
Yeah, and Toronto audiences don't really like bands, so
it works out. Like, that's what, yeah, I would assume, like, Cat Power probably likes playing here. Because there's just no pressure.
People with stage fright. Yeah.
Right, people with stage fright. People who, like, look at audiences, like, paying members of the populace who enjoy their products, like, with scorn, like, and they look at the audience with scorn, they probably love playing here.
So you're saying the Toronto audience is poor, it's not a good audience?
That's not a secret.
Doesn't seem so to me.
Yeah.
I know, but people, I don't know, but, like, elaborate, like, how are they a bad audience?
I went to see Belle and Sebastian a few years ago, because I'm insufferable as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And no one in the audience did anything.
Yeah.
In between, like, minor golf claps, but mostly talking to each other and their phones the whole show. And these are people who would have paid $30, $40.
Of course, too, yeah.
It was at the Sound Academy, which made things doubly awful.
Yeah, because you then have to find some horrible way out of there.
I don't like going to any venue where I pass a Welcome to Toronto sign, and I'm south of Toronto somehow.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the nexus of the universe. Like, I don't even know. I mean, I only went there once, but I think it actually took 4.5 weeks to get home from the Sound Academy.
Yeah, no, babies had been born.
I don't know how I did it.
No.
I blocked it from my memory. It was like a Joseph Conrad thing, you know?
I've gone to the Sound Academy about a dozen times to see various bands, and I forget the way there every single time. And I forget the way back every single time. It's, you're going to Narnia when
it
you go to the Sound Academy.
It just kind of happens, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've gone with, like, over the years, like, several different girlfriends who were all equally unimpressed that I didn't have a car going to Sound Academy. But even if you had one, it would be useless, because there's no actual parking there. It's
terrible. I don't even think there's a road. Like, what?
It's just there's nothing beneath you on the way.
Islands of Lake Titicaca. I don't think there's a road.
You get to the edge and there's just a ship, like a small, like a two-person boat, and there's a guy there with, like, an oar, and he's like, come with
and
me.
And a lantern.
Yeah. Like a dinghy.
You have to pay him in silver coins.
It's like a lakeside version of Wuthering Heights or something. Like,
this way to the Calvin Harris
blow
show.
Blow in and blow out, you know? No, but I only went there once because it was too painful, you know? But I've been to the Mod Club a few times, actually once with you, to see a very good band.
Yeah.
And and that was an especially interesting thing because the opening band was really good.
Yeah.
They never are.
They never are.
Ever.
Nope.
They're never good. They're always the worst pile of shit.
Yeah.
That you've ever, you know. But that one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And still nobody had any reaction.
No. Couldn't care less.
They were French. They were adorable. There were girls. It was good.
Yeah. I went on Ardeo the next day and I found their record and I still listen to them.
Yeah, it was really good.
Like, I am now a fan of that band, who I can't think of the name of at the moment.
Oh, it's
Melody something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll add this in post-production.
Okay.
There'll be just a voice. Ding!
The band was.
I like you, but I don't like your band. Your style, your sound. No, I don't like your band. It's time, look now. I don't like your music. I'm just not into it. It's not you, it's not you, it's your cheese. I don't like your band. But yeah, no, nothing. Nothing. Toronto is fucking terrible. It doesn't help that opening bands go on at about 10:30.
Yeah, well, that's to be expected. Like, have you ever anywhere, not only Toronto, have you ever gone to a show where anyone started on time? No, never.
This is the one area where, even when I was like 19, I was 78 years old, where I was like, why isn't this over at 8:30? I need to go home.
So I can go home and watch the David Letterman program.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's...
No, I don't have much...
It's a school night!
I can't really fault the audiences and stuff for that, because that's just, you know, going out. Nothing happens on, you know, you stand in line for 7 years and... You know.
No, and there is the whole, like, you know, doors are at 7:30... Main band goes on at 1 a.m. What do you do in between? You be cool, you idiot. And if you can't do that, then you don't come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just, like, smoke on Jarvis.
Yeah.
For 5 hours.
That's it. That's entirely it.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess what I'm wondering... I have no idea why Toronto's a bad live city. It is. People know about this. Like, it's well known that Toronto sucks live, as a live, like, venue. But I don't know why. It can't just be hipsters. Like, we don't have that many hipsters.
Well, you know, it might just be hipsters, because in the Alma Combo is famous because the Rolling Stones used to play there, and they used to be, like, incredible shows.
Uh-huh.
Why? What happened?
Yeah.
Like, what, you know... Now, I mean, now the Alma Combo has to get rescued from oblivion every 3 minutes, but...
Sure.
You know, it's not just the venue, but, like, it must be the audience, you know? Nobody remembers a show... I don't remember any show that I went to in Toronto. Like, not really, because you kind of remember, like, oh yeah, it was cool to see that person, but...
Right.
There was no real experience attached to it, you know? And it's such a shame, because you have such a great venue. The Mod Club is a fantastic venue. It's fantastic.
I don't know. I've had some experiences in Toronto that were fun with audiences. Like, most of them weren't, but...
Were you high?
Usually.
Well...
But probably also during the ones where you didn't have a good time. Yeah, I feel like that's true. It would cancel out.
But, I mean, like, that's not the point. I know when the people around me are having a good time or not.
Right.
But maybe it's just complainy cities. Like, is New York a good venue? I'll bet it's not.
I have no idea. Probably not. It could just be that, like...
People are probably just kind of over it, or whatever.
I don't know. It could be the kind of music we like, too. If it's just... If you like fuzzy rock bands, like, the fuzzy rock band audience might be a pile of shitheads. It could just maybe. Be that. Because, like, I bet you might hear something different from the dubstep people. You know?
Right.
That could be a very different thing.
Yeah,
here.
And the bands I'm talking about are like, not rock. It's lively, electronica.
DJs.
No, these were bands.
Okay.
But they were very much into that, like, kind of, like, dance sensibility.
And I do. I like shoegazer-y, scuzzy, you know, Charlie Brown rock music.
But you're just going to get people standing around going, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but also I did see a dance act at the Mod Club.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like a few drunk girls dancing and everyone else just kind of like, I don't even know what they were doing. I don't remember what I was
doing.
Chin
stroking, I think that's a term for it.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of, just kind of posturing, you know, and... You were just kind of like, I would be a lot more impressed if you paid money to go to a show and appeared to at least enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, anything.
Well, I mean, like, you've seen Scott Pilgrim, right?
Of course.
Right? The first, like, 15 minutes of Scott Pilgrim is entirely this complaint. Like, before all the kicky punchy comic book nonsense starts, like, that movie is true to form Toronto... over it at a rock show attitude.
Yeah, and don't they then go back to her, like, loft to have, like, an annoying party?
Yes.
That's so, like, yes. Yeah, it's so Toronto.
Specifically an annoying party.
Oh my god, we have to go back to Julie's and have a fucking, like, yeah. How many times have I, you know, it's yeah. Like, oh god, I have to go to, alright.
Yep.
I might as well just.
Yeah, how many times have you been shuffled off after a concert to someone's, like, second floor split thing on College Street, and it's like so not appropriate to have 19 people in there.
Yeah, and no one has any beer because the LCBO closed already, and yeah.
You know, but that chick is really cute, so you're gonna go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I think it's a totally valid complaint. I know that I have a lot of, like, invalid complaints.
I think this is a valid one.
I think this is a valid one.
There have been a couple of shows in Toronto I've really enjoyed, and none of them had to do with the band. It was 100% because, like, I was into a girl, and we went to that show together. And, like, there's a cool memory there. Like, 2005, seeing Stars at Lee's Palace was really cool. And that, like, and that band was too.
Yeah, and no one's ever said that before.
No, and it was entirely
you're
because.
You're the first one.
And that was entirely because of a girl. It had nothing to do with the band. Like, seeing OK Go with AC was, like, really amazing.
Yeah.
But it had more to do with her than OK Go. That kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's probably most people's experience with, you know, like. Unless you're, like, a real, like, music head.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of not. Like,
yeah.
I listen to a lot of music, but it's generally, like, to get through the commute. Or, like, you know what I mean?
You really need to start listening to some podcasts, then.
I should, you know, especially since I'm doing one.
That's, it's absolutely
kind of
why
they're like.
I listen to less music is because I'm listening to more podcasts.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because it's not the same thing over and over. And I can't be constantly listening to new music. Because there's sometimes that you want to listen to the music you know, and sometimes you want to, like, search for new stuff, and yada yada. But, like, a podcast, if I know that I like the voice and what they're going to be talking about, that's, like, 2 hours of content.
Yeah, I just feel like they might just be a bit too long or something. But you said something interesting to me the other day where you said that you now get all of your music from RDO and stuff.
Yeah.
And that, like, the reason that I don't hear new music probably as much
yeah.
as I would
yeah.
is because, like, the traditional channels just aren't good at doing it anymore. And I think that's true because, like, I don't necessarily want to search for music. I just
yeah.
kind of want to hear it.
Yeah, you want to have.
And you kind of don't. Like, you
yeah,
kind of do have to search for
you
it.
You want to have some kind of platform that delivers it to you so you don't have to do that work.
I want my MTV. Like,
yeah.
you know, that sort of idea.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to, like, search for it. We tried that anyway. You know, we kind of did, like.
There's just way too much. It's mm-hmm. it's just too much of a sea, so you just have to get to filter it. You know, it's like, I want to listen to this style, find
yeah.
it. And then you can sort of hear
yeah.
something in it.
So,
you're
like,
heard.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
but it used to be that, like, people. Well, I don't know if it used to be. Maybe I'm wrong. But you used to kind of stumble upon things.
Yeah.
I don't feel like. I feel like you have to actively search for new music now, and it's kind of irritating.
Yeah, so there. I've seen a couple of ways people do that now in a way that sort of works for them. And the oddly, the big popular one is just YouTube. Like, that's just how I see people who listen to music all the time but don't necessarily pay for music. Like, it's just YouTube now.
But is it new music?
Well, I don't know.
Just, like,
I don't know what
watching,
they're doing. Or
you know,
they're
Liz Phair's Exile
both,
in Guyville on YouTube, you know?
It's both of those, yeah.
Yeah.
It's old and new, but, like, that's where their collection is. And, like, you know, they set a playlist or they don't even, they just search for whatever and they just, like, they let, like, the recommendation table on the right take care of that.
Take me where you say so.
Yeah. Yeah, I see a lot of that.
But I'm too contrary to do that. It's like, as soon as somebody recommends something, I don't want it.
Yeah. So, you know, if, again, if you want to keep not paying for things, there's certain avenues But that's
your,
where the,
your options are limited.
But that's where the work comes in. Like, if you want to be a pirate these days, like, it's time and work. And, like, when I was 19, I had no problem putting in that time. But I do not want to put in that time now. So, yeah, you do end up with, like, you could either buy all of your music on iTunes and look at their new releases and yada yada and be a cool dad about it. Because those are the only people buying music now, are, like, 45-year-old dads who...
Yeah, well, I heard this thing where the people that make money off of, like, album sales now are, like, Barbra Streisand.
That's
like
it.
That. The yep. only reason being that, you know, those... The people that would listen to that are the only people that would, like, go to... HMV and actually buy a CD.
When was the last time you saw someone at Starbucks like pick up one of those CDs?
Like a million years ago, and I used to be one of those people that did that.
Yeah.
I would buy, you know, every now and again. You'd be like, oh, that's a cool compilation.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know, Lilith Fair-esque, you
thanks,
know?
Thanks for thinking this would go with my latte. Yeah.
Very thoughtful, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do that sometimes, but then they did these like music cards or whatever, and I was like, no, it seems like too much work. You know.
Oh, the iTunes card where you're
yeah.
like, here's a free song. Oh, fuck you. This is work.
Right?
Yeah.
And I resisted it tremendously. So that, even that form doesn't really work for me anymore.
No.
Because you're right. Like, the idea of, like, having some, like, a CD in my house at this point is like, I can't deal with, like, no.
We got rid of all of our CDs many years ago.
I still have mine in storage downstairs.
But when I was in Japan, I bought two. Because CDs are still huge there. That's all they buy is CDs. There is no, like, online thing. Like, iTunes barely works there. Like, they buy...
Really?
They
really?
Go to, they go
in
to,
Japan?
They go to Tower Motherfucking Records and they buy CDs.
The largest record store in the known world universe is here in Los Angeles. It is, and it's called Tower Records. And Tower Records is located in the heart of the Sunset Strip. At Tower, you'll find tens of thousands of your favorite LPs and tapes and a few drunk pop stars. And you'll find that they're all super discount priced.
That's impressive.
We walked by a Tower Records. And it blew my mind that I knew there would be CD stores. I had heard that they still buy CDs, but in no reality did I think it would be Tower fucking Records.
No, that would have shocked me too. What?
Yeah. It was gigantic. It was bigger than any Tower Records New York ever had in the 90s.
You'll find more rock LPs than you ever thought existed, and that includes more imported rock LPs. You'll find more jazz, and more classics, more easy listening, more country, more international, more spoken word.
It was huge, and
I was about to say, it's like, did I go back in time 20 years or
we
something?
We walked by Tower Records, and there was a fucking boy band playing on the first floor with, like, a gaggle of girls going crazy for these motherfuckers. And a poster for What's the Story Morning Glory.
So you did go back in time.
We absolutely went back in time. Yeah. We went back in time in Japan, which is a futurist nightmare. Yeah.
But yeah. Wasn't there also a Courtney Love-themed boutique?
There sure was.
I mean...
I was too fat for any of their clothing.
But... be that as it may...
Mm-hmm.
Who would think that this was...
the future?
Yeah.
Certainly not by the look of any of their electronics anymore. Like, at some point in time in the last 15 years, there was a huge 180. Like, it used to be futurist, but they never really moved on from, like, their vision of it in, like, 95. And now all of their stuff is kind of garbage. And, like, we moved ahead somehow. Like, they still make robots. They're way ahead on, like, making little robots that look like people.
Yeah, they're big on the robots.
Yeah, they're big on those. But, like, an MP3 player that you would want to buy? No, they don't have one of those.
Who wants to buy an MP3 player?
You get my point, though. Like, there's...
I haven't heard the term since 2006.
Yeah. So, like... But, like, when was the last time you wanted to buy, like, a piece of Japanese electronics? Speaking of the Toronto music scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting segue. You're not allowed to do any more segues. I'm placing a ban on Kyle's segues.
Speaking of 9/11, Bono is fine.
I can't believe that was a headline that you saw today.
Oh, fuck. What was it? It was like an airplane thing. Like some part of his airplane fell off or couldn't stand Bono anymore and left.
And also, for me, it preempts the entire article, because if Bono's fine, I don't want to read about it.
Yeah, no, that, like, on the CP24 thing on the way home, it said, like, Bono was never in danger. I don't need to know any other part of it. That's the only thing you need to put up as just,
no,
like,
no, we don't need to put up any of it.
As, like, a regular thing on the ticker. Don't worry, Bono is not in danger.
Nothing happened, and no one cares. Like, there's nothing there at all.
No, nothing there at all. You could put that up about any living, not-in-danger celebrity.
My mom is okay.
Yeah.
Like, no, you could have put up a news story.
You could have put up a news story, but, like, you're at equally valuable. Like, the Queen's dog's still alive, we guess. Maybe. That just as legitimate. That's a news story.
Yeah, and given the internet's current obsession with pets and stuff, it would probably actually be more of a popular story.
There's a Tumblr for the Queen's dogs, right?
Oh, for sure. Oh, come on.
Yeah. There's a porn
Tumblr. There's probably
Tumblr
a Tumblr for, like...
For that.
I actually, when I first discovered what Tumblr was or whatever... There was kind of like a big part of me that was like, so this is just for porn, right? And I was right.
You were 100% right.
I don't know that there's any other thing on Tumblr.
There are, but they're also porn, depending on the person. So, like, there's pictures of just rainbows and cats and shit, but that's porn to some people.
Mm-hmm.
On Tumblr, that's porn to someone. There could be a picture of you, and that's porn to someone on Tumblr.
Well, we can only hope.
Right. Ideally.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the most we can hope for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tumblr's the best. I got rid of it. I don't have a Tumblr anymore.
Yeah, how are you doing with your offline life?
Well, it's hardly an offline life. I just cut, like, 3 limbs out of an 11-limb thing. I'm still very there.
Yeah, but, I mean... Well, you have Twitter and stuff, but, like,
yeah.
I just thought about it because it would be really great to get rid of Facebook, but I don't know how I would communicate with anybody, because it's actually gotten to the point, especially with people that I know,
yeah.
that they will respond to a Facebook message quicker than a text.
Yeah, I've seen that with some people. I was smart about this. I don't have that problem with Facebook that you have. I don't have the same problem with Facebook that a lot of people have. It's just like the hooks are into your veins now, and it's real surgery to get it off.
There's just nothing I can do. You know, it's a relentless thing, but it's also, like, as a really social person.
Yeah. Now, what's funny is, like, you know, when I deleted it and I told AC, she was like, again? Fuck you. Because I've deleted Facebook before. It's one of those remission things. And... The thing is, this time, most people were fairly supportive. The last time I deleted Facebook, people thought I was insane.
Oh yeah, but I think, but that's it, because we're rounding the corner now, where it's like, this is really annoying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's really annoying to be on Facebook, because, and I think that's because people feel like they have to. I think it's, well, like,
we insinuated it, it became a mandatory thing to do, well, because we're all there now, so this is where we all have to communicate.
Yeah, and, like, for me, again, it's like, telling me I have to do something, I kind of resent it.
Exactly. It had just been so long since I had felt anything good about it or on it, like... But that happens to me on Twitter all the time. Like, today, AC and I watched a movie last week called The One I Love with Elizabeth Moss. It was pretty good.
Okay.
It was a pretty good movie. And I said so to a friend of mine on Twitter who was looking for a movie recommendation. I was like, watch this movie. And the fucking screenwriter from the movie favorited the tweet. And, like, now we're talking. Like, that's kind of internet magic when stuff like that happens. And I hadn't felt something like that from Facebook in many, many years.
Well, yeah, because on Facebook, it's either, like, pictures of people's lunch, or, like, you know, I don't know. I just, it's not a bad form. It's not.
Yeah.
It's just that it's not being used very well, I don't think. No one's funny on Facebook. Like, why aren't people funny?
And it's the same people.
Yeah.
Right? The same people who are not funny on Facebook could be funny elsewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a Marshall McLuhan-y thing. Like, I think when you're on Facebook, you're less talented than you are elsewhere.
So it's like the radio of of new media or something?
Yeah.
You know, everybody has to sort of...
It's the Toronto music scene of internet mediums.
You try to segue.
That's a very damning statement.
And a bad segue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, didn't I put a ban on that?
You did. You did. I guess I'm... Am I
you're
in trouble?
Thwarting my authority once again.
My Dick Dashingly moment. What else were we going to talk about?
I don't know. We had music.
Yeah. Check. I feel like we talked
we've
all
talked
about
that
music.
Into the dirt.
Yeah.
No, there was something that we were talking about before we turned on this stupid thing, which is kind of annoying because it was really a conversation.
How much we hate Toronto?
Well, that's just all the time.
No, it was, you saw a person at a bar who was like, how does someone who likes Toronto get around this town?
Oh yeah, it was kind of great because I don't know what I was saying about it, but she was a girl that had just moved here and she said like, you sound like a person who's really passionate about the city, you know, how do I become, I guess... ensconced or
yeah, know. how does she get into the bloodstream of this town?
Right.
So you like told her about all the great music venues.
Right, all the great music venues.
No, all I said was that the first thing to do is that you have to start complaining about it.
Yeah.
Because really, that's the way to like be a Torontonian.
There's a couple of ways to go about this. I support the idea of just total sabotage. Like, take her to the Scientology Museum. Right? Like...
Do you mean the Science Museum?
No.
No.
No, because that's something someone might potentially enjoy.
But there's not a Scientology Museum.
Is that not what they're called?
No, well, it's like a Scientology Center.
Oh, it's a center?
Yeah, I knew what you meant, though.
You knew what I meant. That place.
You could take a test there. I don't know if it's a museum.
I think it's all fucking closed down now.
They're renovating.
Yeah, but they're just renovating.
They're renovating.
Yeah, no, I live in Toronto. I know a building that's being renovated. That building is abandoned as hell.
No, I don't think it's true. I think, you know, they probably pay one of the highest rents in the city, and they can probably afford it.
I don't think anyone's in there. I don't think anyone's been in there in, like, a year.
It has been shut down, but I believe the intention was to build something.
Hmm. Anyways,
there'll be a condo above the Scientology Center.
You take
by 2016.
That'll make money, right?
Chateau Legis.
Scientology Towers.
Yeah. Just a stock art picture of a lady on a beach on the hoarding. Perfect. So yeah, no, you take
and
her there.
Like an alien.
Yeah, alien. Hello.
What's that alien called?
I don't
he has
know,
a
Zinu?
Name. Something like that. Zinu Towers. Whatever his name is.
Yeah, call Kirstie Alley right now.
You take her to all the hot tourist destinations in town.
What are? I don't even know what they are. What are they?
I don't know.
Like medieval times.
I live
like
here.
What?
I don't know what the tourist destinations are.
The Hockey Hall of Fame.
Medieval times. Hockey Hall of Fame.
I don't even know where the Hockey Hall of Fame is.
It's
where is it?
It's at Yonge and Front.
Yeah.
I walked by it. On the way to work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, that makes sense.
Yeah. I work at Captain John's now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take her to Captain John's. I keep suggesting places that are totally closed down and condemned.
But that would be even better, you know.
Yeah.
All of our good tourist attractions are shut down. Welcome to the city.
Go to New York.
We have nothing for you.
What was that Steve Martin
You want quote? To see live music? No, you don't.
What was that Steve Martin quote from 30 Rock? We can go live in Toronto. It's like New York, but without all the
stuff.
Oh, without
all the stuff.
Yeah. yeah.
I even thought that it was funny that
the
someone...
Castle? You could take her to the X-Men castle?
What
is
castle?
That?
The fucking, what's it called? We have a castle on the east side of the city that's like...
You mean Castle Loma?
Castle Loma! That's the one. You can take her there. That's it.
So she can watch a Jewish wedding?
Okay,
yeah.
But this is a person who wants to live in Toronto. Why would you take them to the tourist?
Because my,
because
my
we don't want her to live.
Because we don't want her to come here. That's the.
This is where all the. This is where all the. This is where all the people.
This
hang
is the
out.
Sabotage. This is what I'm talking about. She'll go, what? And then she'll go back to, you know, Carrotsville or wherever she's from.
Cobaconk.
Yeah.
Twiggly Town.
Yeah. Halibutton. Something like.
But like, why in the world would, I mean, I was a bit shocked that anyone even, like, that I sort of, you know.
That someone talked to you.
Yeah.
Sure. Because
no.
The one advantage living in this city has is that most people don't talk to you.
Yeah.
I really love that.
Oh, it's an exceedingly valuable commodity.
Yeah. No, and I, you know, it took me a little while to get used to, like, how really, really poor customer service here is. Like, if you want someone to, like, make you a coffee or something, it's a real ordeal for them. But I fully understand it now because I'm talking to them and they don't understand why. Because they live here and it's the exact same thing. Like, if I get into an elevator with somebody and they start talking to me, I now become that same, like, oh, you want something?
Oh, yeah, totally. I even do this thing where, like, if I get in the elevator in the lobby and I hear someone coming toward, I push the close button, like, over and over. It's like, oh my god, don't come in.
That right there, that desire to close the elevator door, that's what you have to do to this this fresh-faced young lady who just...
I have to close the doors in her face.
You have to... to slam the iron doors on thee.
That is
yeah.
a fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great.
That's my suggestion.
Yeah.
So when she says what do you do in this town to get you're like nothing.
Don't, like just like sort of slowly turn away from her.
Yeah.
And then that would be a perfect illustration.
Yeah. No. And if she.
I actually. But you know I don't.
Does
think...
the same. Then she can stay.
I actually don't think that it's enough like that.
But if everybody's like that, that's exactly the problem you're complaining about. Then everybody's just, like, jaded with a chip on their shoulder. Not
I love that everyone's jaded with a chip
okay,
on their shoulder.
Okay, but then that's why the rock audiences and
I know,
all, and
I'm not
audience...
really complaining about the bad rock crowds. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
But they're epitomizing the attitude you like. So
have you
really...
seen the band we're all listening to at this concert? They're doing the same thing up
that's
there.
Confusing.
They can barely be bothered.
Give a fuck.
Well then what? Okay. Well then that's of course what the audience is going to be doing. They're going to be giving a fuck too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fine with it. I'm just calling it as it is.
No, that's I guess what she meant about being passionate about the city. Like
yeah.
I am because I really like complaining, and in Toronto there's the most things to complain about.
The
well,
most.
That's not being passionate about the city. That's being passionate about complaining.
Yeah, but I mean, the setting helps.
Well, the thing, if you were really passionate about the city, you'd like run for mayor or something. Like what?
Ew.
Yeah. Right. Like, I want to help. Like,
okay, well, I was just pointing out...
Well,
like,
if you really
want to
help, don't run for mayor.
You've got an issue with audiences, but also want a much more flippant
attitude.
What
the thing is, what do you want at your rock show? What's the attitude that you'd ideally like to see? What do people in California do at a rock show? Do they do it well?
I don't know, and I don't care, because I don't generally want to see live music, because it's always so disappointing.
Well, I think if everybody's going to be jumping around up and down, like, they're interacting with each other, not mm-hmm. just individually having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
They're collectively having a good time.
So a mosh pit is what you're saying. That's a version of it.
There's many manifestations, I suppose. Right?
So a mosh pit, then.
So a mosh pit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I expect me to sort of sneer at everything. It's just
You want everyone else to be enthusiastic and happy to be there. You want to be the wallflower over it.
Well, that's even more to sneer against.
I want to be the Daria.
You have a worthwhile
of the situation.
Right.
With these limp audiences, there's no...
Is that sort of the most disappointing reality of the Daria thing, is that everyone in this city
is Daria.
Is a Daria now?
Yeah, I don't get to be her.
Well, you can. It's just now you're like everybody else.
What's her sister's name again?
Quinn.
So there's no Quinns.
Yeah, we've run all the Quinns out of town. That's what happened. And now they're taking over West Queen West.
Right. So they're gonna be here. You'll have fresh blood.
Yeah. There you go. See, it all worked out.
Oh, believe me, I'm not worried about having things to complain about. I don't think the well is gonna dry up anytime soon. You know, I think that I'm at a fecund point when it comes to complaining.
Subway was fast today.
Yeah, but we don't have to talk about it.
No.
It actually was, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. It didn't even stop at Coxwell.
Huh.
Like, you know, a holdover.
Right.
Okay, sounds done.
Yeah, I think we're done.
It is true that, I mean, that popular music sounds like music of when I was young. Some of it is exactly that music. And I think that's, I don't know all the reasons for it, but I know that it's very bad for culture to be so retrograde. That is for sure.